The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, we're talking about back pain. Most of us will have experienced it at some point, and it really can be debilitating. So how can we avoid it, and how can we help ourselves when it strikes? Well, joining me today is chartered physiotherapist and owner of Laura Lodge Physio in Dublin, Alan Moynihan. Good morning to you, Alan.
Morning, Claire.
Am I right in that most people will experience back pain at some point?
Yeah, most people will experience back pain at some point. If you look at the research domestically and from international waters, you will notice that about 90% of people will have an episode of back pain at least at one stage in their life. So that is, most people will at some point encounter back pain. And in terms of in the clinic, what we would see, we would see probably every second person that walks into the clinic will have either a spinal complaint, let's say a back, or a neck issue. So if you think of the breadth of conditions that physios have to look after for people, you've got knees, hips, shoulders, hamstrings, calves. All of that accounts for about 50% of people, but spinal is the other 50%.
Okay, that's
a lot. It's hugely, hugely prevalent in society.
Do you attribute it to the fact that we sit down a lot?
Absolutely. We just sit far too much. And this is like how most of us earn our living now. Is we sit at a desk, we send emails, we go to meetings, and all of that is sitting. And that's relatively, in our evolution, that's a relatively recent phenomenon that we've had to cope with, and our back has had to come to terms with. We haven't, like, through history, we've earned and we've got through life by being out roaming plains and hunting and gathering and farming later. And then the idea that we earn our livings now sitting for the most part is a relatively new thing, and the back doesn't like it. The back just isn't designed to sit for that length of time we now expect.
It wants to move to stay healthy.
And that's a message that we constantly deliver to patients, that if are you getting enough exercise, are you getting enough time not sitting?
Mm-hmm.
And when they look at their day, when they piece it together, they just are sitting too much. And that invariably will put an awful lot of pressure on your back, and eventually they'll go.
What about people who drive for a living and they're sitting in a car seat and a low car seat at that? Does that make a difference?
Yes. So some people have to drive for a living. You get an awful lot of back pain in long haul drivers, truckers, taxi drivers. And very much the message to them is if you're on really long journeys, you really need to be getting out, having a break, and you need to be looking at what you're doing after work then, and how you're spending the rest of your day.
What about the car seat itself though, and how that's positioned?
That can make a big difference. So you have to toy around with that a lot. If the car seat is too low, the angle of pelvic tilt will change, which puts an awful lot of pressure very low on your lumbar spine. You can adapt that without having to change your car with a lumbar roll or getting decent lumbar support at the base of your back. Mm-hmm. You might need to play around with that. Also, just moving the seat itself a little bit closer to the pedals can very often take a lot of pressure off the lower back.
So don't have yourself lying back, essentially.
You don't want to be laid back. You want to be seated as upright as you can with a little bit of support at your lumbar spine, because that can make a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
A very typical picture for patients that will come into us, will complain, they will give a message like, I've got back pain in the morning when I wake up. But then as I walk and as I move around, I get my shower, I get my breakfast, it goes away. But then I sit into the car to drop the kids or to go to work, and it's really sore, and I can feel it building as I'm sitting there. And then when I go to step out of my car, I immediately feel pain, and it's really, really sore transitioning from sitting to standing. But then as I take a few steps and as I move around, it starts to feel a little bit better. So you will get away with sitting for long periods of your day or having to drive a lot if in the time that you have available to yourself, you're active. And there used to be a big drive on like Pilates and yoga and these type of things in terms of the activity that we'd encourage. I think that's great, and that helps. But yeah, it has to be something that you're interested in and that you will stick to long term. So maybe you don't enjoy yoga or you don't enjoy Pilates, but you used to swim when you had the time, and swimming was something that you could get into, that's fine. If you can do that twice a week.
Any kind of movement.
You can get
agnostic about the type of movement that you do.
I personally am. there are some that are better than others, but what is most crucial is that you're going to do this long term, because if it's a chore for you, you're not going to stick mm-hmm. with it, and you will eventually be back with back pain.
Can I ask you about running? Mm. As a physiotherapist, how do you feel about running and the toll it takes on your joints?
For the most part, running is safe, and running will take a toll on your joints. It will take a toll on your knees and your hips. But where I land with this is the benefits of running for your cardiovascular health, for your general fitness, and for your musculoskeletal health as well far outweigh the downsides to running. Mm-hmm. So I don't have a problem with it. If you have a back issue, or if you have a non-back issue, it may not be the thing that I will recommend. It may be something that you would need to avoid.
Some people are runners and some people are not. Do you agree?
It definitely comes easier to some people. I was talking off air. You see some people that just, you look at them in the park and they graze the ground. They're like a gazelle. It doesn't seem to take anything
out of them.
It looks
like they're floating along.
And there's others that plod along. But most of them can get through it as well without it taking an undue toll on their back. So it's sometimes not the thing that I recommend to people, but the benefits outweigh the downsides.
So keep moving is the message.
Keep moving and see where you can fit it in. Where can you fit it in with your life? If after work you have to drop kids to GA, and then maybe you're just sitting in a car for that hour while the kids are doing GA, could you use that hour? You're invariably in a park in that situation. Could you get a walk in or something like that? You have to try and figure out where you're going to fit it in.
We have more time, Alan, than we think we have, I think, as well. We'll leave it there. Thank you very much for coming in.
No problem,
Alan Moynihan, chartered physiotherapist.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.